Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning. Aloha. Hey, Peter. It was so good to be with you this last Saturday. And to be with Kathy, too. That was just great. I'm sorry we didn't get a group picture at the very end when we were like, okay, we've all said goodbye, and then there was like this moment, and I was thinking, something's supposed to happen here, but what is it? And then we just turned and left, and then halfway home I go, Cindy, we didn't get a picture. So I'm kind of disappointed. Hey, Dan, aloha, good morning. I just had a great time with Matt Swaim today on the Sunrise Morning Show, and I got to tell you, we got our new spiritual ammo kit put together. We talked about it on the show. If you go to deepadventure.com and check out the website, it's just a time in Valentine's, just a time for Valentine's, for women to give to their husbands, or for men to give to their sons or other brothers in time for, not women in time for Valentine, but otherwise in time for Lent. I'm going to show you something. I'll get this little book here. Actually, you should just check this out. Catholic Spiritual Ammo Kit. It's got Fulton Sheen's book in it. It's got my book in it. Gotta see it. It's got a Long Ride Home coffee mug, a Long Ride Home t-shirt of your size. It's got a single decade rosary like you guys have, but we have it in our ammo kit. A lot of the bikers wear a single decade rosary on their vest. And St. Benedict Exorcism medal. So we just got it all, man. So it's right here in the Catholic Spiritual Ammo Kit. So think about getting it for your friends. It's about over $100 value. And it's for sale for around $72. So it's pretty cool. And it just kind of gets people ignited to know, look, you have a spiritual responsibility as a man to protect your family. And the verse we were talking about today was, he trains my hands for war. So that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. If you're not praying the rosary, if you're not pursuing and going deeper with God, what will you do when the S hits the fan and it's time for you to go into spiritual battle? It's always time to go into spiritual battle, but there are times when you're going to really need to know, be a man of prayer. And if you're not, you're in over your head. And we're talking about how maybe over 20 years ago I had rented the bottom floor of a home on the base of Diamond Head in Waikiki Beach. When I first moved there, and I wasn't sure where I was gonna live, so I just rented a place for a while. And 2 in the morning, there was this loud bang as someone burst open the front door of the house. The ocean, it was right on the ocean. It burst through the house. I hear him banging through one room and the living room and then my hallway and coming towards my bedroom. And I got up and, you know, I was ready when he walked in. People probably know I'm trained in the ninja style of self-defense. When he came in, he looked at me and I said a cuss word to him or two, and he tried to run by me, and I didn't want him to, I just wanted to control the situation, so I kind of clotheslined him with a extended arm, and then I put him in a headlock. And I don't know if you guys know about this very painful pressure point right below the ear, right below the jaw right there. Pressed my thumb deep into there so he would submit. It's very painful if you don't. And I walked him bouncing off. He kept bouncing himself off the hallway and off the doorway and out through the living room and out through the front door. Then out through the front lawn, but it was an enclosed home. I got him out through the front gate, and right when I got there, there were cops there. They had been chasing him. He had thrown his gun in the ocean. They found it later on that day. It was 2 a.m. They found it later on that. I think they found it that night. It's easy to see things in the water at night than during the day. Clear water with a flashlight, you can see like really well. I guess he and two of his friends have been doing armed robbery up and down that area, and they caught him, and of course he squealed on his friends, and so they got him. It's just helicopter above me, cop cars everywhere, and kind of basically threw him into the arms of the cops. They put him on the ground, and he's yelling police brutality because he had bloodied himself on my fist and maybe some of the doorways. And I got all kinds of free food. I became instantly got to know everybody in the neighborhood, and for days to come, the Hawaiian way, they brought me free food. But that's what I'm saying. I was ready for that moment. You have to be prepared. You have to train, as the Bible says, train your hands for war. Be prepared for the moment. I know as an evangelist, it's not unusual for me to encounter demons. I mean, it's not like it's an everyday thing. But when you're leading someone to that first encounter with Christ, it's not unusual. It is unusual, but it can happen that a demon manifests. Well, how do you know? Are you able to discern? Are you able to smell that rat? Are you able to cast that demon out? Are you able to at least bind that demon long enough to have a priest come and help? So it's spiritual battle. When you walk into a certain places, I remember walking into this this place in, I don't know where it was, somewhere in the north part of Florida. And I walked in with some other person, and when I walked in, the place was empty. I didn't see anybody there, but I told the person that I was with, I don't want to stay here. I smell a rat here. So if I stay here, there's going to be a fight. I don't want to be here. So I went to the bathroom, we turned around, we walked out, and I found out from that person a couple weeks later, who was a girl that I was with, that her ex-boyfriend's brother had just gotten out of prison for assault, was sitting in this darkened corner of that room with some of his buddies. I didn't even see him. Do you have the ability to smell a rat? Do you have a sense of, that's the sense of smell is a spiritual gift called discernment. Do you discern what's going on when you enter a room? When I enter a room, when I sit in a restaurant, you will see, I know Doug Barry and I were together a couple of years ago, and we both wanted the same table and the same chair because we always take the alpha seat. We always take the seat where we can see the whole room in front of us and people can't come up behind us. It's just an automatic training that I've had, and he's had too, apparently. So when you come into, it's called situational awareness, right? Ted Scarpino, situational awareness. You walk in the room, what's going on in that room? And you can discern, maybe you have that gift of smell, the charismatic gift of discernment, of evil spirit present or whatever. You maybe you want to bless that home or bless that situation, have holy water with you. I always have the Benedictine exorcism medal with me, which we have in that ammo kit. There's the rosary, single thread rosary with the exorcism medal on it, single decade rosary. You can pin it to your vest. So we need to train our hands for war, men. We need to be ready to fight. When I got my first degree black belt, our motto was, by thee I can leap a wall. There's that song that says, by thee I can leap a wall, by thee I can crush a troop, by thee I can bend a bow of bronze. He trains my hands for war. Part of the training is to know your catechism. Part of the training is my book on the virtues. Know your virtues. Of course, the catechism covers the virtues too. Know what the seven virtues are and grow in them. Spend your hour of power every day in prayer. You know, go to Mass, go to confession, live the sacramental life. So, let's dig into the scriptures. Hey, where did my coffee go? I left it in the other room. I'm not prepared. It's Monday morning and don't have my coffee ready. We're going to pray for Jeff, for his cancer. Lord, we pray for miraculous healing for Jeff. It's no big thing for you, Lord, to heal him. So we pray according to your will, Lord, that you would heal him. Amen. We're studying today the revelation of God as Trinity. And we're going to, from the Catholic Catechism, we're going to talk about the Father, revealed by the Son. Many religions invoke God as Father. The deity is often considered the Father of gods and of men. In Israel, God is called Father inasmuch as He is the creator of the world. But He's more than that, isn't He? He's not just the creator of the world. That's not why we call Him Father. Even more, God is the Father because of the covenant and the gift of the law to Israel. That's true, but that's not the main reason. Even more, God is Father because of the covenant and the gift of the law to Israel, His firstborn Son. God is also called the Father of the King of Israel. Most especially, He is the Father of the poor, or the orphaned. Remember, I am the Father to the fatherless, and the widow, who are under His special loving protection. By calling God Father, the language of faith indicates two main things: that God is the first origin of everything and transcendent authority, and that He is at the same time goodness and loving care for all His children. God's parental tenderness can also be expressed by the image of motherhood. Remember, Jesus said, "Israel, Israel, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how long I've wanted to gather you under my wings like a hen gathers her brood, but you would not listen." That mothering love, too, which emphasizes God's immanence, the intimacy between creator and creature. The language of faith thus draws on the human experience of parents, who are in a way the first representatives of God for man. You as parents, you're the first, you represent what God is to your children when they're young. But this experience also tells us that human parents are fallible and can disfigure the face of fatherhood and motherhood. We ought therefore to recall that God transcends the human distinction between the sexes. He is neither man nor woman, He is God. He also transcends human fatherhood and motherhood, although He is their origin and standard. No one is Father, though, as God is Father. Jesus revealed that God is Father in an unheard of sense. He is Father not only in being creator, He is eternally Father in relation to His only Son. I'll turn it this way a little bit. He is eternally Father in relation to His only Son, who is eternally Son only in relation to His Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. Amen. See, God is our Father, but the Father really is revealed because of His Son, Jesus Christ, the eternal begotten. So I'm going to remind you guys again, great gift for your men, Catholic Spiritual Ammo Kit on our website, deepadventure.com. Perfect for Valentine's, getting ready for Lent. We got Fulton Sheen's book, very small little best book. We got a coffee mug, cast member t-shirt, my book, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue, is in here too. We got Exorcism, St. Benedict Exorcism medal, and we got a single decade rosary that hangs vertical with the Benedictine Exorcism medal on it too. And I think there's other things in there too, but go to deepadventure.com, check out our website, and we can ship out that ammo kit in time for Valentine's Day or in time for Lent. So you guys enjoy the sunrise a bit. Have a great start to your week, everybody. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Viva Cristo Rey.
Hey, man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.